Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Thursday, we heard from Gerard Mayo, and he discussed what his offseason has been like, how he feels a year after working with Dante Hightower, and also his advice to the rookies as they prepare to play football on a whole new level. Here is Gerard Mayo in its entirety.
How's your offseason been going?
It's been going good. You know, it's always good to get the guys back together, build that camaraderie going into the offseason, so it's good.
Do anything fun?
Just been pretty much hanging with the kids. You know, I took my wife to St. Thomas. That was cool. You know, you can actually see fish swimming up to you in the beach. First time for me. I'm from where the dirty water is, you know. But, yeah. We'll leave that alone.
What do you think of the moves the team has made during the offseason? Been following it much?
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't really follow it that much. You know, that's Coach Belichick and the Kraft family. You know, they've been making good decisions up until this point. So, you know, who am I to question what they do or anything? The guys that are here, that's what we'll go out with and continue to get better.
Chance last season to mentor Dante Hightower when he came in as a first-round pick. Now you have a chance to have Jamie Collins on your wing as a second-round pick. Right. What is that like for you?
I mean, it's good. You know, the guys really come in ready to go, you know, ready to learn. We have a bunch of leaders on this team. You know, not only can they learn from me just because they're on the defensive side of the ball, but you can learn from Tom, from Vince, guys that have been here, that have won championships. You know, we have a lot of great leaders here. And, you know, it takes a, you know, kind of like, what's the old saying? It takes a community to raise a child. That's kind of how we do it here. So, yeah.
What do you remember being like the biggest challenge making that transition from college to the NFL that, you know, these guys are going to go through?
The biggest challenge for me was just the hours. You know, but it was a welcome challenge. You know, it was better than being in study hall. So I enjoy watching film. And if you love football, this is the place for you. You know, everyone around here loves to play football. They love the game. You know, so you go to some teams or you see some players or hear other players saying, you know, they're just doing it for a paycheck. But guys here, they genuinely love the game. The coaches love the game. And we're all trying to get better. So.
You said that in playing style, there are some similarities between Hightower and Collins. I mean, obviously you haven't a chance to play alongside Collins yet, but do you think just based on body type and what you've seen so far?
You know what, to be honest, I haven't even met him, so it's kind of hard for me. Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to even talk about it right now. I'll let you know, ask me that question in a couple of weeks, so I really don't know.
But now that you have played with Dante and, you know, Brandon, obviously the three of you together for a year, can you see how you guys can work together moving forward now that Dante has the full year under his belt?
Oh, definitely. You know, you always get better from year one to year two. Well, hopefully you get better from year one to year two. You're more comfortable. You know what to expect. And, you know, Dante, he's been here. He's been working hard. And hopefully we continue to grow as a unit.
Did you see any growing pains in him last year? Or, I mean, any just normal rookie stuff?
You know what? That's more of a question you got to ask Coach Belichick. You know, I'm not in the scouting department. You know I'm going to give you that answer.
Doesn't mean I can't ask.
You can ask it. I'm going to give you that Bill Belichick approved thing. There you go. Stamp it.
Working out here now for a
little
while.
Yeah, I've been working out. I've been here all season. You know, I live here now. You know, I feel like, you know, this is my home. My wife is from here. My kids are from here. And we pretty much stay here year-round, even though the snow gets bad sometimes. And it was hard to find a snowblower. Still don't have one. I'm going to try to pick one up in the summertime. But, you know, we enjoy it out here. It's a wonderful place to be.
How has the attendance been among the rest of the teams?
It's been good.
With the rest of the players.
It's been good. You know, guys have been coming in and out, really working hard. You know, all the way from the top to the bottom. You know, you look on both sides of the ball, guys have just been around, whether it's rehab or whether it's working out.
You know. How important is it to you as a captain that guys come in and get the work in? Is this an important time of year for you guys?
It's very important, you know, especially now since the off season is a little bit shorter. You know, we used to come in March, and now we come in April. But guys have really, you know, taken to getting better, you know, especially the young guys. They know, you know, the older guys pretty much know their bodies, but the young guys have really come in and try to learn as much as they can. And at the same time, working out with a group of guys is always better working out by yourself. You know, you try to get that last set in, it's kind of like, I don't want to do that. But if you have someone looking over your shoulder like, hey, come on, do it, you get it done. So.
Talk about the tempo of the offseason a little bit. You said it's a little bit different now. It's a little bit shorter. Is it weird for you guys? Just in general, where you kind of it seems like you start up now, and then you kind of shut it down for a little while, and then you come back. Is that tough?
It's a little different, but at the same time, like I said, guys have been here. You know, guys, you know, it's like we didn't even miss a beat. I think guys took off a couple of weeks, and then they were right back here, you know, working out. So, you know, we have a great group of coaches, great strength staff, great training staff. So, guys really don't go different places.
Would you rather have time off up until – I don't know, a few weeks from now and start then and just go all the way
you
through the season?
You know what? I look at this as my profession. I'm always trying to get better. So, you know, I don't want there to be rules in place where, you know, your strength coach can't work with you or anything like that. You know, I rather just, I like to try to get better, and a lot of guys around here like to do that. So if it was longer, shorter, I don't think guys are really, you know, I don't think it would be that big of a difference. But at the same, you know, on this team, I can only speak for this team. You know, guys like to get in there.
What about the phase you're in now compared to the first phase of the program? I mean, do you like it because you finally get into some football stuff?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's always good to be in the weight room, but at the end of the day, you know, playing football is what we're here to do. And, you know, we enjoy going out there, you know, putting in new plays, going over plays that hurt us in the past, and just becoming a better football team.
You mentioned guys here who are rehabbing. Are you one of them, or how are you doing physically?
I feel good. You know, I feel very blessed. You know, no injuries. You know, I feel pretty good. You want an injury report? No, I'm just playing.
it's only on Wednesday.
Only on Wednesday. What is today? Look, it's Groundhog Day for us in this building. Thanks, guys.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.